Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The FDA has given the green light for children 12 to 15 years old to get a Pfizer booster. The agency also okayed third shots for immunocompromised kids as young as five. A CDC advisory panel is due to take that up at its meeting tomorrow. Meanwhile, medical experts say the benefits of getting boosted at any age far outweigh the risks, particularly with the highly contagious Omicron variant spreading quickly. Dr. Peter Chin Hong of UC San Francisco Medical Center points out other common vaccines also require multiple doses.
If you look at hepatitis B, human papillomavirus, measles, mumps, and rubella, they all follow this pattern of three. So the third dose in this case is not only good for boosting against Omicron, but it's good for the long run, I think, at the end of the day.
Dr. Chin Hong adds it's likely COVID booster shots will eventually be approved for younger children based on data from ongoing trials. Meanwhile, public health officials are issuing new guidelines to keep students and staff safe as many schools in Los Angeles County return from winter break this week and next. KPCC's LEU has more.
Students and staff must get tested if they've been in close contact with someone who's been infected with COVID-19. That's regardless of vaccination status. Students and staff must also wear masks outdoors when they can't physically distance. Schools must now also provide staff members with higher quality masks like an N95. For students, officials are recommending non-cloth masks with multiple layers. Sports teams must also stop meeting for 7 days if there's been an outbreak of four or more cases within 2 weeks and have to get approval from the health department before meeting again. I'm Ellie Yu.
LA Unified announced yesterday all students and staff will have to show proof of a negative COVID test before they can return to campuses. To help accommodate the testing requirement, the start of classes has been pushed back a day to next Tuesday. District employees, though, will return to campuses Monday. Burbank Unified is back in session, but School Board Vice President Scott Ferguson says many students and employees have not returned to campus yet.
Some school sites have hundreds of students who are home now, who have been kept home by their parents for a number of reasons and a number of considerations that really are very personal.
The board is due to meet on Saturday to discuss whether to require COVID testing for students and staff and enforce an April 1st vaccine booster deadline for employees. College sports are getting hit hard. Tomorrow's UCLA men's basketball game against Arizona State has been postponed due to COVID protocols within the Sun Devils program. This follows similar issues in the Stanford program that postponed the Bruins-Cardinal game that was set for Thursday. Across town, the USC men's basketball team is recovering from a COVID outbreak that saw almost the entire roster test positive, causing yesterday's game against Arizona to be postponed. And the Cal State Northridge women's basketball team has had to cancel its third game in a row. The city of Torrance is teaming up with the Los Angeles Galaxy Soccer Club to keep the city's Toyota Sports Complex open. It faced potential closure because it's on state-owned land, and last year the Judicial Council of California determined the $1 annual rent to be a gift of public funds, and it sought to raise the city's rent to thousands of dollars a month. Under the new partnership, the venue will be renamed the LA Galaxy Sports Complex, with the team paying the rent and the city paying for upgrades. State Senator Scott Wilkes says he has tested positive for COVID. The Republican who represents Santa Clarita said that he found out Sunday before heading back to Sacramento for the start of the legislative session. Wilkes says that he is at home and feeling fine, noting that he is fully vaccinated and was planning to get boosted this week. Also, Assembly Member Miguel Santiago is delaying his return to Sacramento after both of his young children tested positive for COVID. The LA Democrat notes they are fully vaccinated and he and his wife are boosted. Santiago says the kids have mild symptoms.
It's just proof that the vaccine works. And that's why we're urging everybody to take the vaccine. We were strong proponents and campaigned through our district to make sure that everybody got the vaccine. But after personal experience now, having had both of my kids test positive for COVID, we want to make sure that everybody gets this message very clear, that the vaccines save lives.
Meantime, Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez is leaving her seat in the legislature to run California's largest labor group. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
Gonzalez is no stranger to unions. She ran the San Diego and Imperial Counties Labor Council before winning her assembly seat in 2013. And since taking office, Gonzalez has successfully pushed a spate of pro-worker bills into law, from guaranteed paid sick leave to the passage of AB 5, which guaranteed employee protections to many gig workers. She's set to take over as head of the California Labor Federation in July. Jeremy White covers state politics for Politico.
Given that the California Labor Federation is one of the central players in California politics, she may not be sitting in that legislator's chair anymore, but there is no doubt that she is still going to be influencing both campaigns and policymaking in California.
Gonzalez led the influential Assembly Appropriations Committee. Assemblymember Chris Holden of Pasadena will be taking over as chair. I'm Julia Paskin.
Former Congressmember Harley Ruda has dropped out of the race for a newly drawn Orange County district, avoiding a face-off with fellow Democrat Representative Katie Porter. Ruda announced yesterday he is suspending his campaign, saying that he has no interest in running against a Democratic incumbent who has decided to run in this district. The newly drawn 47th congressional district includes Irvine, Porter's hometown, and Laguna Beach, which Ruda used to represent. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.